For KBIA News, I'm Logan France. Governor Mike Parson has a rockier session with the GOP-controlled legislature than his previous years as governor. As Jason Rosenbaum reports from St. Louis, at least one Republican senator believes the governor can turn things around before the 2021 session ends.
Parson has faced legislative resistance this year on a number of fronts, including his bid to include funding for Medicaid expansion in the state budget. Senator Paul Whelan has also objected to one of his nominees to the University of Missouri System Board of Curators, while his other colleagues have waylaid COVID-19 liability protection measures. Still, Whelan does not think that Parson's relationship with the legislature is fractured beyond repair.
Every legislator probably has a different relationship with the governor. Where I know earlier in the year, the speaker and the governor had issues. There was a bill signing, and it was a love fest.
The legislature is set to adjourn later this month. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The Missouri legislature is the latest state house fighting to undo voter-backed ballot measures. Missouri's GOP-led Senate this past week voted against paying for voter-approved Medicaid expansion. The battle between Missouri lawmakers and voters is just one example of pushback to direct democracy. The purpose of ballot initiatives is to let voters address issues that lawmakers don't act on. Direct democracy expert Craig Burnett says by definition, voter-driven policies clash with what lawmakers want to do. Legislatures in response often try to claw power back and overturn ballot initiatives. Vaccination rates vary widely across Kansas and Missouri as officials work to persuade more people to get the coronavirus shots. Statistics on the vaccination campaign show some communities making good progress distributing the shots, while other, often rural areas, lag behind. In Kansas, a 26 percentage point gap exists between the county with the highest vaccination rate and the lowest. In Missouri, that gap is 33 percentage points. Health officials say the places with higher vaccination rates will have fewer cases of the virus. Alan Morgan, CEO of the National Rural Health Association, said the uneven vaccination rates could lead to pockets of higher infections and hospitalizations. The Columbia Police Department is opening a new police center named after Molly Thomas Bowden. This will be the first police center named after a woman in the Columbia community. The center was approved by voters in 2015. Mayor Brian Treese installed an amendment in 2018 to name the center after Bowden. Public information specialist Brittany Hildebrand says this is a large step for current and future policewomen and the police community.
You know, enhance morale, give women, you know, something to kind of look up to, you know, to see that we are being empowered through the police department, which, you know, is traditionally predominantly male.
The center will be at 1204 International Drive. The ribbon-cutting ceremony will be open to the public. City and county health officials will be lifting the existing public health order on May 12th if current COVID-19 trends continue. Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports on what this means for county residents.
Businesses will no longer have to require masks, and all remaining restrictions on occupancy and gatherings will expire, barring a drastic spike in cases. While health officials have relaxed or tightened regulations, some form of public health order has been in place for more than a year. Columbia Mayor Brian Treese says the increasing rate of vaccinations and the consistently low numbers of new infections allow for this decision.
All of the metrics our local leaders look at tell us now is a safe time to lift restrictions while continuing to monitor the trends we have been watching for these last 12 months.
Treese says if case numbers increase, the health department could reinstate the order after its expiration. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBIA News, Columbia.